Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kelly Taylor with Ambassador Floor Company in St. Louis. Kelly, how you doing?
Doing great.
We're at the NFA meeting at the Silverado Country Club in Napa. It's tough duty here, isn't it?
Oh, it's been real tough.
Yeah. Well, the reason I wanted to interview you is you're the newest member of the NFA, and I wanted to ask you about the decision to join. But before we do that, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Ambassador Floor Company?
Well, for the last 25 years in St. Louis, we've been traditionally known as a builder shop. We've focused on doing new home construction in the St. Louis market, doing some commercial, and we've always had a bit of retail-type work. But in 06, when we saw the market really start to tank, we started looking for options on how we were going to replace all the builder work that just kind of dried up and went away.
And put more focus toward the replacement side of the business.
That's exactly what we're doing right now, and that's one of the reasons why we're here with the NFA. This is a great organization. It's the best in our industry. It not only buying products, but marketing products to the public, and we're learning a lot by just being here with these guys.
All right, so in St. Louis, is it one store, or talk a little bit about your presence there?
You know, we currently do only have one store. We had another store back in 06, but when this economy started to go south, we came into one location located just right outside in the suburbs of St. Louis, and, you know, we do a heck of a business from that one location.
Well, heck of a business, and let's define that. I mean, everybody knows to be a member of the NFA, you have to be doing at least $10 million at retail, right?
That's correct, yeah. And we're north of $10 million. We've been north of $20 million. But in today's market, we're trying to find our way back to the better days.
So, you know, you've got many options out there when you start thinking about buying groups and you've decided to go with NFA. Talk about that decision process.
Well, you know, I guess over the years we've been courted by the CCA Globals and the Abbeys and everybody else out there. And our experience was we were buying better than anybody else's program. And the NFA is not really a buying group. You know, that's one of the things that made it so attractive to us. It got us just to come to these type of events, rub elbows with the guys that are doing our type of business and marketing, and then we get to, you know, experience how they buy. And in some cases, we're able to tag along and make some of those purchases with them. And as much as anything, we're just learning this retail side of the business right now and making this transition from a builder and commercial shop over to a retail type operation.
I think your first meeting was the New Orleans meeting in the spring, and this is your second meeting. And as you're preparing to come to this meeting, what is it you look most forward to? Is it the time when you spend time with the suppliers or when you spend time with each other to learn kind of what's working and what's not working?
You know, both are really important because today, right now, we're doing the supplier side of things, and we're going table to table with this speed dating operation that we do, and it's really neat to get in front of your suppliers, but we have that opportunity in St. Louis. We do get to see these guys, but everything's a little bit more focused, and we're all here for the same reason, and today's a great, great work day. I mean, this is concentrated work day. There's nothing else going on to distract us, and so the buying opportunities are right now, and we're focused, and we come prepared for that, but then the next couple of days, just spending time when we go to, we sit down around the table with all the NFA members, you know, and we share best practices and we talk about our businesses and our different areas and where we came from and where we're planning on going. We all pick up a lot of ideas from each other, and that's tremendous value to being part of this group.
All right, talk about market conditions in St. Louis. How are you seeing the flooring business right now?
It's soft. Just to say it, it's been soft. We're not budgeting for an uptick. We're trying to take as much market share as we can and coming up with our advertising plans. We're making our advertising purchases for our television time now for next year. We're planning on the market being at least as soft. So we're going to have to take market share, maybe open up another location, another retail location, if we plan on growing our business in 2012, which is definitely part of our plan.
And so you use TV advertising. Is that the main tool you use to build store traffic?
You know, we've tried everything in our market, from private sales to mailers to print ads. The television has seemed to, you know, we've seen a spike in our retail traffic. It's quadrupled basically over the same time frame last year, and we've leaned heavily on TV in the last 12 months, so we're thinking, you know, can we draw a line and say that that's because of the television advertising we're doing?
Now, a lot of the NFA members are also Stainmaster Flooring Centers. Is that your case also?
It is. We are as well.
All right. One other question I was going to ask you. The mix from soft to hard, do you know what your percentages are in St. Louis?
We do more hard surface than we do soft surface right now. All of our television commercials have been advertised towards carpet, but what we're finding is when that customer comes in, and we're not really purposely trying to drive them to hard surface, but the hard surface aspect of our business is growing. So I would say that we're split pretty even, 50-50 on the retail side.
Well, tomorrow is activity day, Kelly. Which activity have you chosen to spend time with some of the rest of the group?
Well, my wife and I, we're going to go on the wine tasting. So we're going to go hit a few wineries. We're here in Napa, so we've got to do it.
All right, great. Well, Kelly, it's great to meet you and spend time with you again. We've been talking to Kelly Taylor, who's owner of Ambassador Floor Company in St. Louis, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.